Graham, what are the feelings after half that match?
Obviously disappointing. I don't think we got off to the best of starts with 7,000. It was lovely to see so many coming down to support, and I think we sort of let them down tonight. It was the first game, so we're not too disheartened. We showed some good stuff in between some bad stuff, so it was a big mixed bag tonight, but I think we started off poorly with the ball, and that's where it cost us.
Yeah, they set you 168, which looked a little bit demanding. It's a bit of over par at Cardiff, isn't it?
It is over par, but I think we're still focused on we could have chased down that total, you know. It's not a huge score. You look at the scores going round now, I don't think it mattered what wicket you play on. So, it was, I think they got a few too many. I thought we pulled it back fantastically well in the middle and towards the end there. So, a few bad balls bowled. You're going to get that, but you know, really disappointing to lose.
Yeah. What about Shahid Afridi? That spell of three wickets put you on the back foot a bit, didn't it?
It did. It didn't help, does it, when someone's on a hat trick in 2020? But yeah, he had plenty to say out there when I was batting, which was nice to see as well. So you know, there was a bit of banter. He bowled fantastically well. I think the wicket did suit him. I don't think we played him particularly well, to be honest. But what a spell of bowling! You know, that's why they call him the boom boom.
Yeah, you managed to get Glamorgan back in the hunt though. You were timing it nicely out there.
Yeah, no, I felt good. It was just a shame sort of Cookie got out to Shahid Afridi's last over there. So, but you know, that happened. It was, you know, it's unfortunate. It was a top edge. So it was one of them things. But I thought if we could have gone into the last sort of four or five overs, me and Cookie, you never know. It was on the cards to win, and we were both feeling positive out there. It was just unfortunate he lost his wicket, and then I lost in the other over. So yeah, pretty good.
Little time to reflect in this competition at weekends. You're off to Sussex to play at Arundel, which may be a first for some of the team, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think majority of the players have played there, so I don't think I've played there for a few years. So, no, it'd be nice to go up there. We're still going to go up there nice and positive, you know. I think the group itself, we prepared really well, and we've proved over the number of years we are a very good white ball team. Fortunately, we come up against another fantastic team tonight, and we're just unstuck. We didn't score enough runs, and didn't take enough wickets. So that was the way. That's the way the game ended.
And any times, have any thoughts about Sussex's opponents as yet?
No, I think we're going to have a chat tomorrow. I think we're going to try and get up there and sort of sit down and have a chat. I think there's a lot of talking we potentially do, and other clubs do around the circuit, rather than sit there and actually just do with your strengths and do them well. And wherever you come across, if you do better than them, you win a game. And unfortunately, tonight we just didn't do that.
Cheers, Graham. Thanks for your time.
Cheers.